Now minute two at 2:25.
Sir, I understand also that document gives some information as to the composition of the tailings pond in this particular case.
It did, yes. It had a table there comparing, I believe, the tailings water with upstream and downstream water in the Athabasca River.
And I take it, sir, that's why you included it in the materials that you have.
Yes, because it dealt with composition of the tailings pond water itself.
Okay, the third document that you have in front of you, what is that, sir?
This came again during the environmental assessment process as a submission from the Renewable Resources Board with Fort McKay, and it dealt with traditional use of migratory birds in the Athabasca Valley Corridor, and they basically spoke about the harvesting of migratory birds in the spring in addition to the fall. But the spring birds being in much better physical condition, their feathers in better condition, and it served traditional use more in the spring than it did in the fall.
Are you a hunter yourself, sir?
I am.
And are you also familiar with the fact that ducks taste better in the spring?
I worked in the north for many years, and I'm well aware that migratory birds are harvested in the spring by First Nations folks, yes.